And I'm going to speak by the Holy Ghost right now. I say unto thee, my people, hear what my spirit is speaking unto the church this very day, saith the Lord. I say unto thee, I'm getting ready to remove iniquity workers from my church. I'm going to raise up holy people, divine people that I have placed. I'm going to place the fivefold ministries in the church as I wanted to do, saith the Lord. And I say it's for the perfecting of my church. And I'm going to bring my church to a place that I can baptize them in my love, such as they have never known. And they're going to have that love one for another, such as never before ever seen among my church in this day and time, saith the Lord. And ye shall love one another, and your joy shall be full, saith the Lord. I'm getting you prepared for battle, saith the Lord. I'm getting you prepared to seek me, to know my name, to know me by all my names, saith the Lord. For I say unto thee, evil is coming and spreading wide, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, there is evil in this country. There is evil in the White House. And I say unto thee, I have seen the evil. I have seen the speech. I've seen things done in darkness, saith the Lord. And their plan is to take away all things that are holy and good. And you're going to see changes come that's for the worse, saith God, such as you have never known. And you must be prepared. You must know what to speak. You must use prophecy, saith the Lord. And I will speak to my prophets. I will speak to my people. And I will speak unto thee what to do every day, everything, saith God. For you are in a battle, saith the Lord, and the battle is mine, saith God. And they're going to raise up governors that's even worse, and they're going to change my laws, saith God. But I say unto thee, and they're going to take away landmarks, saith the Lord, and they're going to spread evil. They're going to spread rumors of war such as never before. They're going to slay many, saith God, and there's much destruction coming. But fear not, saith God, for I'm going to raise my people up, and you're going to be strong in me, in my might, and I'm going to equip you with the full armor, saith the Lord, and ye shall walk in my way. You shall heed unto me, saith the Lord. And I have built up a way that when the enemy comes in like a flood, saith the Lord, did not I say I would make a way for you? I'm going to make a way. You're going to be a strong army, one of the strongest armies I've ever had, saith the Lord. For you're going to need it, saith God. For I say unto thee, the love of many shall wax cold, and many evil things done, and many shall be slain, saith God, even in the streets more, saith the Lord. But I say unto thee, I shall come on the scene with my holy angels, and the angels are going to visit my people more than they ever have. And I'm sending my warring angels, and I'm sending my angels to even speak unto thee, saith the Lord. And I'm making a mighty army out of you, the army that Joel seen, that would not break rank, that would climb over walls, and they're ready for all warfare, saith the Lord. And you're going to be strong, and ye shall stop many enemies in their tracks, saith God. But I say unto thee, know that even the armies of the other nations, evil armies, are going to march across this land, and they're going to try to bomb you, and they're going to try to do destruction. But you got to be strong, and you got to be ready. You got to be prepared. You can't take me for granted, saith the Lord. You can't say, we'll do what God says and then sit down. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, saith the Lord. The days will come that you will have to seek me even more, saith God. And I say unto thee, many, many leaders, I'm pulling them down now, and I'm setting some up that are going to be saved by my blood, saith the Lord. And they're going to see that they are in false religions, and they're going to turn unto me, saith the Lord, through you. That's why you've got to be strong, saith God. The strong ones shall make it. The weak ones will not, saith the Lord. But be ye strong in my might, saith God. For I say unto thee, the things that are about to happen in your land, the economy is going to get worse, not better. They give you false hope, those that prophesy that much finances is coming in this land. I say unto thee, I shall take care of thee supernaturally, saith the Lord. Am I not the now God? Am I not the creator of heaven and earth? Did not I take my people and feed them in the wilderness, saith the Lord? Did not I rain food down, and they lacked nothing? I prepared a table. I say unto thee, order your conversation aright. Don't gripe, don't complain, saith the Lord. Stand up for the truth. Stand up no matter what the government says. Stand up, because you are not of this world, you're of me, saith the Lord. And I shall fight thy battles. I shall give your young men visions, your old men dreams. And I shall lead and guide thee with my eyes, saith the Lord. And I shall show thee great things, saith the Lord. I shall send warring angels, and they shall keep thy foot from falling, saith the Lord, and from stumbling. And I say unto thee, I have much to do, and I will send a revival, saith the Lord, if you obey me and do what I say, saith the Lord. Obey me, keep my commandments, for they are not grievous. My burden is light, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, I shall give thee peace that the world cannot give you, saith the Lord. And be not afraid when destruction hits. Be not afraid when the economy falls. Be not afraid when the stock market goes under. Be not afraid, for your hope is not in those things. Your hope is in me, saith the Lord. For I am your provider. I am your help, saith the Lord. I am the way, the truth, and the life, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, nothing, no enemy that will be able to stand against thee. Ye shall defeat every one of them, just like I wanted Israel to do. And I say unto thee, in Israel, there's going to be much tribulation. There's going to be many trials. There's going to be unrest such as you have never seen. You're going to see armies come against them. You're going to see in the Middle East such warfare such as you have never seen, and you're going to see even nature rise up against them, saith the Lord. But I say unto thee, pray for them, and prophesy over them, saith the Lord. For I say unto thee, the sun shall surely be with thee, and things even in nature, you will be able to speak unto them, and it shall obey you, saith the Lord. Just like when Joshua, my servant, commanded the sun to stand still so the battle could be won, I shall allow you to speak unto different things, and it shall obey you, that the battle may be won, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, I have you appointed you for these days, for these hours, and I say unto thee, I shall never forsake thee nor leave thee, and all of heaven's host is for you and shall be at your aid, and the day shall come that you shall prophesy angels to come, and they shall obey you, and they shall come down and help you, saith the Lord, and all you got to do is speak unto them, and it shall happen, saith the Lord. And when the weather begins to come and be worse than it's ever been, speak to it like I did, saith the Lord. Speak unto tornadoes, speak unto them, and they shall obey you. The enemy has many destruction plans for these days, but I say unto thee, I am the creator of heaven and earth. He has no power over you. Don't be afraid of him, saith the Lord. Don't be afraid of his children. They are all liars, saith the Lord. Be not afraid of them, for they shall rise up, and they shall even look like that they can deceive you, but they can't. It's not possible, because I have made it where it's not possible. And I will give you a word in due season to speak, and when to speak it, and it shall happen immediately, suddenly, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, ye shall even raise the dead in these days coming, saith the Lord. I shall pour out unto thee my spirit greater than it's ever been poured out upon you, saith the Lord. I shall come and I shall speak to thy hearts. I shall do a mighty work in your heart. I shall give you such things, and what I say, don't speak it to everyone, because everyone, there shall be angels of light among you, and you are to know and use discernment, saith the Lord, for there shall be those that are false prophets, as they were in the days I was on the earth, saith the Lord. There shall be false prophets in this day and time. But I say unto thee, I shall send true prophets unto you. My prophets shall speak, and they shall clarify, and they shall know that I am their God, and they shall lift my name up, not themselves, saith the Lord. They shall speak in my name, and I've given them authority, saith God. And I say unto thee, even things, more floods are coming, more tornadoes, more hurricanes, more wars, and such as never before, and they're going to increase, and they're going to be louder, but I've given you authority, like I said, to speak unto them, for I say revival is coming. It's not for everyone, but it is coming, and I've given you the authority to speak, because this gospel must be preached into all the world, saith the Lord, for my name's sake, and that they may know me and serve me, saith the Lord. For many shall be saved, saith the Lord. Many shall turn to righteousness. Many shall come out of evil. And many, they will kill them when they come out unto me, saith the Lord. But I say unto thee, many shall be killed, and you shall raise them from the dead. And I'm going to, right now in the future, I'm going to expose the false preachers. I'm going to expose them, and they're coming down. And when you see them, you must prophesy, and I'm going to cause them to manifest before and show their nakedness and their shame to the whole world. And they're going to know that I am that I am, that I am God, and that I will bring justice to the earth, and I shall expose them, and they shall know that I have done it. Man didn't do it, I did it, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, those that remain humble before me, I shall set you up, and you shall lift my name up, saith the Lord. and I shall call many to preach my gospel. But those that have come against me and tried to bring shame on my name with their filthy deeds and their filthy talk, saith the Lord, I'm going to expose them, and the world's going to see them, and they're going to lose what they have, and people are going to see that they were not made rich by me. They were made rich by the people, saith the Lord. Woe unto them, woe unto them. And I say unto thee, nations shall come from afar. I'm going to call nations forth, and I'm going to cause you to preach to nations, my people. I'm going to call you forth and gift you with prophecy, gift you with my gifting. They are for the church, and I'm going to produce my fruit in you. And watch as these come down, saith the Lord. Did not I say, ye shall know them by their fruit, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, be not afraid to speak against the evil deeds of evil people. For I say unto thee, the government takes up for it. But woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, saith the Lord. I shall expose them, and their nakedness shall soon be shown to the world. And I say unto thee, many of them shall have heart attacks. Their heart shall faint for what is happening to them, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, my ears are open to the cries of the righteous. And it's not good for you to take the side of the unholy against the holy, saith the Lord. So I say unto thee, I shall equip thee and know that I love thee, and be faithful unto the end, saith the Lord. For I shall soon come, and you shall know that all things are about to come to pass, saith Almighty God. Amen and amen.